President Joe Biden's inauguration was faked. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 79 days after Election Day in America. And some new evidence has surfaced that, well, President Joe Biden's inauguration has been faked. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, this episode of America Divided is sponsored by ExpressVPN. If you want to secure your privacy online and you want to stay safe, click the link in the show notes. So basically, January 20th was, well, President Joe Biden's inauguration. And it's as simple as that. It was a presidential inauguration. It happens every 4 years. And, well, a lot of people didn't suspect a thing. I mean, it's Joe Biden, who apparently is the most popular presidential candidate in American history, getting inaugurated on the 20th of January. However, there is some information that might say otherwise, that this was, well, a Hollywood production. So first off, Lynn Wood, which is actually Trump's attorney, said this on the Telegram app. Did you think the Biden inauguration went too smoothly today? Given that there were no rehearsals, or is it just me? Almost like watching a Hollywood movie. Where were the fences constructed by the National Guard? And, well, that made a lot of people speculate. What does this mean? A Hollywood movie? Yes, it is true. Joe Biden and his campaign canceled the rehearsals because of, well, security threats. And that really makes a lot of people speculate. Now, it is also due to note that he was actually inaugurated early at like 11:50 a.m., which has never really been done in American history. The president is always inaugurated at 12 noon and he becomes president at 12:01 noon. This year, something different really happened. Now, on top of that, we have some photos from the inauguration that, well, really make you wonder what's going on. So the most important part is look at these four people that are circled in red. And you start to think, okay, those are just four guests at the inauguration. Well, no more than a few seconds later, the camera actually switches and, well, look at them. They are gone. Where are they? You might be asking. Well, some people did give them the benefit of the doubt, saying maybe they had to go to the bathroom or maybe something came up. Maybe they had to answer a phone call. But then others had stated, this is one of the most important inaugurations. I mean, any presidential inauguration is important. Why would they want to miss it? Well, there are some other angles to look at. Now, if you look at this first angle, you'll see that they are exactly where they were before. A few seconds later, they're all the way on the other side. How does this make any sense? It doesn't. And well, it makes a lot of people wonder what is going on with this inauguration. It makes zero sense. This very well could be one giant Hollywood movie, and we're, well, gullible enough to believe it. Now, also, some people ask the question, who is this Chinese dude? You can also see him following, well, President Joe Biden after the inauguration. Some have asked the question, is this guy from the Chinese Communist Party? I mean, after all, we have reported on this before. The CCP has infiltrated the DNC in California. And, well, President Biden and, well, Vice President Kamala Harris very well could be, well, compromised. Now, on top of all of this, I have some other images to show you from, well, the Oval Office. Because you might be saying right now, well, Gage, if this is a fake inauguration, why are there press briefings? Why is there video from him in the Oval Office? And many more questions. Well, take a look at this image right here and tell me what you think of this. This is a set of the White House. Now, we've seen these before, many movies, Olympus Has Fallen, White House Down, Nixon, many movies like that in the past. It's not a new thing for Hollywood to have a replica of the Oval Office. That's very normal. However, if we take a look at this photo right here, I apologize for the low resolution. It's very hard to find this information on Google or DuckDuckGo for that matter. But if you notice right here, this is the Oval Office set. This right here is what the Oval Office looks like when looking at the desk. And, well, this is Joe Biden's Oval Office. Now, you see the red circle right there. It's actually kind of interesting because in this photo, you can actually see a vehicle through the window. Why is that, well, not normal? Because if you actually go outside of the Oval Office here, it's all grass. There wouldn't be a car there. That makes no sense. I'm going to blow your mind. This entire Q thing is actually called a Castle Rock. And if you want to know something, this Oval Office set right here is owned by Castle Rock Entertainment, which is a Time Warner company. And well, this particular Oval Office set has been used in many movies like Independence Day, The American President, and Nixon, like I had mentioned, and many more other films.
films.
Now, you have all of these things put together, and you start to have a lot of red flags. Okay, there's a replica Oval Office that we're seeing Biden in now, and it's owned by Castle Rock Entertainment. Well, then you have codename it Castle Rock, which Q predicted. Well, as if I can say it right now, they predicted that correctly. And, well, there's a lot of unanswered questions, but that's not all. We have video from Simon Park and Charlie Ward, and this is what they had to say.
Number one, Nino, is that I received the live speech, that the live inauguration, I received it at 7 o'clock Spanish time in the morning. I received it 10 hours before it went out public. So all the television stations were saying it was live, but I received it 10 hours before, pre-recorded 1,000,000%.
Pre-recorded.
I shared it this morning at 7 o'clock this morning. I shared it with my entire team and a lot of other people. I said, look, what's going on? I've already got it. I had the inauguration in video format at 7 o'clock this morning, Spanish time, which is 1 o'clock in the morning, Washington time.
Now, they claimed that they had video sent to them before the inauguration, many hours before the inauguration of the inauguration. And, well, that's kind of interesting to note. Now, I don't trust everything that Simon Park says. I don't trust everything that Charlie Ward says. I encourage you not to either. I mean, after all, they're just random people on the internet, but they claim to have sources with the people at Q, the people that run, well, the cybercomputer. And apparently, they have enough evidence on their own that this inauguration was pre-recorded. Now, a question that I have to kind of dispute that would be, how come they didn't release the footage of the inauguration hours before it happened? I guarantee you everyone would have believed them, and there wouldn't be any speculations at that point. Now, from these photos and videos I have shared with you now, that is undisputed proof of, well, something is going on. Not the video of Charlie Ward, but the pictures of people disappearing and the Castle Rock set and everything else. So there are some serious questions to be had. However, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. We are living in the digital age, and it's becoming harder and harder every day to stay safe online. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN allows your sensitive and personal data to stay out of the hands of hackers by encrypting your data. If you want to learn more about ExpressVPN and you're interested in 3 free months, go to the link in the description below the show notes, and well, it certainly helps out our show. Now, you might be asking yourself, Gage, how come Biden would be, well, pretending to be president? And it's actually kind of genius, because if you have the mainstream media working in this, you have the Biden administration, you have Hollywood, and you have big tech all working together to, well, promote this false presidency, then you have a lot of people that are going to just fall right into the trap, and they are going to believe this, because after all, if Google says he's the 46th president of the United States, then why not? If Fox News and CNN and MSNBC say he is, because, well, they have people in the press room, then, well, you're going to believe it, aren't you? And, well, let's just say if Hollywood is involved, they had this big spectacular event on the night of the inauguration, Tom Hanks hosted. If you have them all involved, then it must be real, right? Now, one of the things they said was, well, hey, there was a video of Tom Hanks in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Well, did you ever see Avengers Endgame? Did you ever see any of these big high-profile movies? It's very easy to fake things. It's very easy to put people in front of a green screen. And, well, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what this is. Who's in charge of our government then? Well, many believe the military is in charge of this, of the government. And it's kind of interesting. Watch this video. As you can see, you have all of these troops, and, well, they're backed to Biden, which is kind of interesting because, I mean, I get it. A lot of the military really isn't in support of Joe Biden, which is, well, true. It is kind of interesting to see this, and that they're not saluting the president. And I also heard some rumors. This is unconfirmed, but he can't get any information from the Pentagon. He can't access the Pentagon, so that could be something is going on. I want to play this video. I played this yesterday, but this is very interesting.
How proud I am of the almost 25,000 National Guardsmen who have come in from all 50 states and territories to help support the Secret Service and the police departments that with a peaceful transition of military power. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for that, sir.
A smooth transition into military power. Now, this is interesting because if this is all true, there is something going on. The top generals are running this country, and, well, the Biden administration is nothing more than a shell for, well, what is really the American government. Joe Biden isn't the president. That's my theory. And what is next? Well, I have a feeling things are going to go down in the next few days, I guarantee you. Well, thank you guys all for watching. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.